Masechet Zevachim Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the second component in the Avodat Hayam, the receiving of the blood when it's coming from the neck of the animal after Shechita, which is the Kabbalah, the acceptance, the catching of the blood in a Kleh Sharet, in a certain bowl that has been sanctified. There are many situations where a certain type of thought or action would invalidate this type of korban. Mishnah says, Kol hazevachim shekibel daman zad, any korban where the blood was received in the bowl by a non-kohen, or onen, or a kohen who was an onen, a person who was mourning the death of a relative on the day that they died, tevul yom, a kohen who dipped in a mikveh but was waiting for sundown, that in his specific situation is what he needed in order to become pure again. Mehusad begadim, he wasn't wearing the proper clothing that the kohen has to wear for the avodah, for the service. A regular kohen has to wear 4 clothes, and a kohen gadol has to wear 8 articles of clothing. Mehusad kippurim, or a person who lacked the atonement in order to become pure, to lose and leave behind his tum'ah. He may have dipped in a mikveh, and the next following day he had to bring a certain korban, and he didn't do that yet. Or kohen who did not wash his hands before the avodah, arel, a kohen who was not circumcised, he lacked a birit milah, even if it was a permissible case. We know if a person had 2 brothers who passed away from a birit milah, he would be exempt from receiving a birit milah. Even there, he wouldn't be allowed to be involved in the avodah. Or tameh, a regular person who was impure, yoshev, a kohen who was sitting down while he was doing the avodah, omed al gabe kelim, al gabe behema, al gabe ragle havero, or a person who was standing on top of clothing, his feet were not directly on the floor when he was doing the avodah, or he was standing on an animal, or he was standing on the feet of his friend. We learn many of these cases out directly from Pesukim. In all of these cases, pasal, the kohen was not considered to be fit to do the avodah, and therefore the avodah became fully invalidated. Kibel bismol pasal, if a kohen received the blood while he was holding the bowl with his left hand, he invalidated it. Rabbi Shimon machshir, but Rabbi Shimon considers it to still be valid. We learned this out from Pesukim as well. The fourth component in the Avodat Hadam is the throwing of the blood onto the walls of the Mizbeach, Zrika. There are different types of korbanot that have their blood applied or thrown onto different places. Here we'll learn the law about a korban whose blood was applied in the wrong place. Netano al gabe kevesh, if a kohen put the blood on the wall of the ramp on the way leading up to the Mizbeach instead of the wall of the Mizbeach itself. Shelo keneged hayesodo, you put it on the wall of the Mizbeach that is not opposite the base of the Mizbeach. Basically, if a person walked all the way up the Kevesh, and then he went all the way, kept walking all the way, when he looked down, there's a base. That base goes at an extra amah all the way on the floor of the Mizbeach. It's all on one side. So if it was supposed to put opposite the base of the Mizbeach, it was supposed to put the blood, be put on that spot. But if it was put on a different spot, natan etanitanin lematan lemalan, if he took the blood that should have been put on the lower part of the Mizbeach, but he put it on the upper part of the Mizbeach, etanitanin lemalan lematan, or he took the blood that should be put above and he put it below, etanitanin bifnim bahutz, veetanitanin bahutz bifnim, or if he took the blood that should have been put inside the Hechal building, the inner Mizbeach, and he put it on the outside of the outer Mizbeach, or he took the blood that should have been put outside on the outer Mizbeach and he put it inside the Hechal on the inner Mizbeach. In all of these cases where he's putting or throwing the blood in the wrong spot, pasul, the meat of the korban is considered to be invalid and it's not allowed to be eaten. And the emurin, the components, the pieces of meat of the korban that are usually burned on the Mizbeach are not burned on the Mizbeach, but ve'en bo karet, there's no penalty of karet if he did eat the meat. A person who eats the meat of a korban that was done with the improper intentions is usually karet. He loses his share in the world to come. If the korban was intended to be eaten out of the permitted time, this is known as pigul, like we'll learn about in the next Mishnah. Here we're talking about the blood of the korban was put on the wrong spot of the Mizbeach, or even on the wrong Mizbeach itself. The meat, like we said, is forbidden, but we do not have karet in this situation, even if the meat was actually put on with the thoughts of pigul in mind, like we'll elaborate on in the next Mishnah. Because the meat would have been forbidden anyway because of the improper avodat hadam. So therefore, there is no karet in this situation, but the meat and the imurim are not valid, but the korban itself is valid. So therefore, a person, if he needed it to achieve kapara, atonement, he would be yetzei dechova, it would count for him, and he would not have to bring a different korban in its place.